You are listening to Radio 4AB, and this is Camille sharing the world with you. I'm just joking.
Well, that is so amazing. I'm very proud to be here with you.
And I have my guest tonight, a very handsome man from Colombia. Introduce yourself.
Thank you so much for that introduction to me.
For the introduction.
For that introduction. Mm-hmm. More than amazing. And it's like a pleasure to be here with you.
Wow. Okay. I don't know what our topic would be tonight.
Okay, we have a lot of things in common, so we have to start about our volunteering feeling, about our how good we are
with volunteering. Being volunteers.
Or more than everything, how beautiful you are.
Yeah. I'm gonna record this.
Oh, really? Okay, nice. It's total.
I'm distracted. Yeah. My guest is flirting with me, guys. Okay, so you have been doing a lot of volunteering?
Of course. Like since 10, almost 12 years.
Oh, that's amazing. Tell us about your very first volunteering, what is this, opportunity, perhaps?
Well, that is an amazing feel because, you know, we can do it on any place at any time. We don't have anything, just like a big value, you know, and be proud of sharing people, mm-hmm. to sharing people. Like, I think the most important thing that we can share is our time. So if we can just share that and hurt the other people to be good, to be better, and just like listening, that's a good thing, like a good start.
Yeah. What is the very first one that you did, the volunteering? Do you remember what exactly it was?
Well, I think that was in 2011. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I started with that. We started on a small suburb, mm-hmm. of my country. Mm-hmm. The name of that is Boca Chica.
Boca Chica? Ooh.
Boca Chica. That is a really, really far away and a small suburb in the middle of nowhere. So it was a big house. I remember that as a big picture on my mind. That was a big house with a lot of children, mm-hmm. but without any food or any beds or anything. Just the clothes that they just wore it on that time. So it's a little bit, well, that was like it's a big picture for me because the first thing that the person who was in charge, he told us that those children are sleeping more time, mm-hmm. like a long time a day, because they don't have to feel hungry, you know?
That
was like a no, man, we have to do something from them.
Yeah.
So we are starting a big program, to spend time with all the children and supportive, you know?
Yeah.
That they have to find their value and they have to improve all the time, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, the next time, the next weekend, we're going to play, we're going to spend more time, we're going to watch a movie, you know? And we're going to study a little bit and more of that, we're going to teach about our religion, you know? Mm-hmm. Like how we're going to spend more time and we can do it on a funny way, you know?
Yeah, in an interesting way. So
exactly.
Because these are kids. And that's amazing. And are these kids like orphans?
Exactly.
Oh, so that is an orphanage.
Like an orphanage, exactly.
Yeah, okay. How long did you stay in that one? Okay, how long did you stay in that one, in the orphanage?
How long I've been there?
Yeah.
Well, that started like almost a year, because our thought is like we have to make a big group.
Yeah.
With a consolidated group.
Yeah.
With a big team and a strong team.
Yeah.
But doesn't have to be the same team always. They have to improve and they have to change, you know? So
yeah.
At the beginning, they have to be a one of them have to be the leader.
Yeah.
And after that, that person can go for another place and another guy is gonna be there, you know?
To replace like whoever is gone so that it is going to be sustainable.
Exactly.
At the end of the day. Oh, that's
yeah.
Really good. But it's sort of, and what I'm hearing is that it's sort of like an initiative of yours, or is it a group initiative?
It's a group initiative.
Oh.
Because we have to realize that we don't have enough funds for that, so we have to do a lot of things like sell some food and do some bingos.
Yeah,
so
like a fundraising.
Exactly.
Oh.
So that is have to be the same person.
Yeah. That's so nice. You're such a golden-hearted person.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. But well, I'm just trying to do my best for it.
Yeah.
I think we can change the world just when starting with us
mm-hmm.
like a person to be better, and after that, if we can change just one soul, we can start with that, and that's more than amazing. We don't have to think about it to change 100 souls. We have to do one real change, and that's going to be much better.
Yeah, because then that person could potentially change another one, and then that's going to have like a ripple effect. There's this, I don't know where I've read this, but I've read somewhere wherein one person, like this is like a tiny droplet in the ocean, and he was like, oh, I wanted to change the ocean. But then what that tiny droplet just needs to do is to change another droplet. And so then it can change the whole ocean from there. So I don't know, I've heard that from somewhere. It's such a beautiful story that I've heard. And I thought that is resonating in what you just said. Although I'm going to go a little bit controversial here, because I've been doing a lot of volunteering too. And there's I've met a person who has been a bit, was debating about this volunteering that we do. I know that we do it from the heart. And then he said that the people are only doing things because it gives them some sort of, I don't know, good feeling. Like, that's the only reason why you're doing this is because it's a good feeling, and that's still a bit selfish. And I'm like, I don't know how to process that, because for me, it is a good feeling to be able to help, but I don't see that as selfishness. What are your thoughts on that? Because he really debated with me about like it's still being selfish because you are thinking of yourself and because it's going to give you a good feeling, but not because you're volunteering. And I'm like, I was really taken aback when someone told me about that, because I did not think of it that way. I was thinking of just helping, and like the byproduct is a good feeling. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's so curious, because like a couple of years ago when I was on a different city with the Indian people, we were in a special town who suffered with terrorism.
Oh, terrorism, yeah.
Yeah, terrorism. Yeah. So we were just arriving, and our first talk, was like, okay, we're gonna try to do our best effort. We're gonna talk with them.
Mm.
But when we finish our week, was like, man, no, we doesn't share our knowledge. They share to us. They not their knowledge.
Oh.
So now we finish more full than before we started. You get it?
Yeah.
So yeah, we're just trying to give one part of us, but it was total different at the end.
Yeah.
You know, so, and we didn't expect nothing at the end.
Yeah.
But we always finish more than full.
Yeah. So it's like you went there to give, but then it seems like there was more given to you.
Exactly.
At that time. Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, and that's the feeling that we're just looking all the time.
Yeah, because I don't know, it's a bit of a controversial question, because I don't know how that person thought of it that way, but maybe that's just how he sees things, that because it still provides you pleasure in the end, then that means that it must be selfish. But then again, it's always about perspective also. Like, the ability to help doesn't... It's, for me, the ability to help is... when you are able to give something to someone who cannot give you anything back. But if they do, then that's like a big gift.
Yeah.
Like when you, it's, yeah, when you give something to someone who has nothing, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. But another beautiful thing also is that when you have nothing, but you still are able to give something to someone, and doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. There's this beautiful saying, not saying, but I don't know where I saw this, but it does say that, oh, they're so poor, they only have money. And
totally agree. Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And I have, in my entire life, I feel like I have learned so much from volunteering also. Yeah.
You know, it's very curious, because on a different story on the same town, another year, our principal activity, well, not our principal, but one of them was bring some food, you know, because it's in the middle of nowhere. So they don't have like a shopping center or something like that. So we just just arrive with rice and sugar and salt and the principal food, you know. That people is, you know, they... they want to give us to us like everything, you know.
Yeah.
That was the feeling, like a priest. I don't have nothing, but I can give you with my heart, with all my heart, this cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You know.
Aww, and that's beautiful.
That is more than enough, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that people is more generous than other people.
Agree. Because then some people can give you, like a millionaire can give you $20, and that may be a big amount of money, yeah?
Yeah.
But then another person can only give you $2, but that's the only amount of money that they have.
Exactly.
They give you everything, so...
So that is much more than the millionaire people.
Definitely.
Exactly.
But also, there is this part wherein another, I love controversial topics.
Okay.
Like, in terms of volunteering also, like, I do understand that as volunteers, we do still have to take care of ourselves. Because then again, if we do not have enough, then there's nothing that we can give. Like, do you understand what I'm saying?
No, of course.
You have to be full yourself first before you're able to give out anything, or you have to be at least, like, you know, okay first before you're able to give anything. Otherwise, if you keep on giving, then you're gonna be empty, and that's not gonna be good for you. And if it's not gonna be good for you, then there's nothing to give, really. What are your thoughts on that?
Exactly. Well, one of our trainings, like, we have to improve ourselves, you know, how to be empathic, how to dealing with a big issue, you know, because the minimum word that we're gonna say to that person on a big issue is gonna be controversial on their mind.
So
we have to be careful with our words, and we have to receive a big training with that. So that's the thing, that we have to be a little bit full with that.
Yeah.
We have to be the capacity that our, we have to receive that training, but after that, when we are a little bit full, we have to be focused that first is the other person, because we arrive to help the other people.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if we're gonna sleep on a small bag.
Yeah.
Or on the floor or without a fan or something like that. That's not the principle, because we are there to help the other people.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I remember this. I don't know why I'm laughing, but I remember sleeping in a cadaver bag, like a bag for the dead people. And it's clean, of course.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, I just remember now that was like, I recently graduated high school and there was a big calamity in my province. It was a landslide and then hundreds of people died. And so, of course, military from the US and other countries bought like food, and they bought the cadaver bags for the dead. And the volunteers just stayed in like not even a stadium, it was like a small basketball court, and all the volunteers were there, but there's no blanket, there's no nothing, so we sleep in cadaver bags. So I had to zip myself up because it's a little bit cold, and we have to always close the door because there are also what do you call this, you know what, who's against the military, not bandits, I forgot the term. So we have to be very careful also, so we couldn't go out, so it'd have to be enclosed in that. But you know, the things that you do for volunteerism, you don't even think about these things. Like for me at that time, it wasn't even sacrificing my bed. It was just that it's enough to be there because this is my priority, and that is to help. And like wherever I'm sitting or lying, it doesn't matter because the priority is another thing, another person. And yeah, I'm with you in that.
Amazing.
Anyway, I think this has been a good talk. I haven't been talking for like 16 minutes now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Any last words to our listeners about volunteering? I know this topic has, like, both of us have a lot to talk about, but maybe on our next episode, this is the first one.
Absolutely.
Any last words to our listeners tonight about volunteering, or any inspirational words that you can give to our listeners?
Well, one advice is we don't have to go in the middle of nowhere. We have to help to each other on our house, on our environment, with our mother, with our father, with our brother, you know, with ourselves. We don't have to travel to the desert or something like that.
Yeah. Start where you can create a difference within the vicinity.
Exactly, on your job or on your team. Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Farid.
Thank you so much for inviting me to.
This has been 4EB Radio, sharing the world with you. Bye, guys.
Bye.